Okay, we're back here on the School News Podcast, and I know we're in the first week of March, and we just got dumped with a big amount of snow this week, but I promise you, spring and summer is on the horizon, and it's time to already start thinking about some exciting programs that are happening at Minneapolis Public Schools and community education. A really cool event is coming up next week, the joint activities fair collaboration between Minneapolis Public Schools and the Minneapolis Park and Rec Board is going to be hosted by North High in the Commons area on March 12th from 4 to 7 p.m. And Aviva Hillenbrand, who is Executive Director of Community Education, is on the line to talk with me about that. And we're going to talk about a lot of other really exciting programs and opportunities for folks through community ed this spring and summer as well. Aviva, thanks for being on with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this activities fair that's coming up at North High next week, March 12th. What more can you tell our listeners about that?
We're going to have activity options for kids for the summer. We're going to have from your youngest, you know, entering kindergarten all the way through high schoolers. There will be enrichment programs and extended learning that they can sign up for, sports, theater, aquatics. And then, of course, as they get older, youth are often looking for employment opportunities, and there will be opportunities for that as well. We have our school-age care, Minneapolis Kids, and then the Park Board School-Age Care Rec Plus, as well as Park Board's various camps, recreation activities, and classes. And the idea is that, you know, it's hard to figure out what to do with your kids in the summer, right? And you got to piece together different things. Well, this way we have all the options in one place. You can sign up on the spot. We'll also have where kids can apply for jobs and be interviewed on the spot. So we're hoping that we'll really get people energized for summer and their summer's planned out.
Why do you think it was important to have this event at North High?
I think, you know, partially because we want to engage more families on the north side. And so being at North High will give us that opportunity. But also just in general, we want to make sure kids are in fun, safe environments for the summer. And in some cases, that is we have free programs, and so does the Park Board have some free programs. It could be fee-based programs. It could be employment. But we want to make sure that they're doing something that will help keep them engaged in learning and in community and have them have safe things to do.
Has MPS and the Park and Rec Board, have they had collaborations like this before?
We haven't had this particular collaboration, but we do work closely with them on a variety of programs. Our 55 plus program for adults is one example where we've collaborated. We've collaborated with Full Service School at Bethune. So we do work together with them quite a bit because we know that we kind of have reciprocal programs, right? We fill in each other's gaps.
So going back to this activities fair as well, you kind of alluded to it a little bit already, but what sort of things can participants sign up for next week on the 12th?
Yeah, so some of the programs are going to be, you know, one time, you know, 1 week, maybe for an hour a day. Some of them will be full summer, 6-7 weeks or up to 10 weeks of the summer. So it's really a variety for all ages, from more academic things like our extended learning has GEMS and GUIDES, which is all robotics and STEM related activities. We've got, like I said, theater, arts. We've got a natural leaders program. We also have our Freedom School, which is focused on African-American culture. And in addition, this year, we have Native American Scholars, which is focused on our Native American students and their culture. And then we have Lidres Bilingües, which means bilingual leaders, which is for our Spanish-speaking students and families. So we really do have a variety of activities that people can choose from.
Aviva Hillenbrand is the Executive Director of Community Education, and we're talking about summer youth programming and other community ed opportunities. Of course, the Activities Fair collaboration between MPS and the Minneapolis Park and Rec Board is coming up March 12th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Commons area at North High. And so let's transition to The youth programming catalog is out for summer 2025. Can you tell us some of the things that are new in that?
Yeah, well, you know, every year, because we are in school buildings, we have to move locations depending upon what's happening in the buildings. And one new opportunity this year is at Olson Middle School. We will be having a theater camp focused only on theater and a sports camp that's focused on sport, variety of sports, as opposed to some of our other sites, which have the whole spread of activities, art, sports, cooking, you know, robotics, all of that.
Awesome. And tell us about registration for the community ed and adult and youth classes. Registration starts 9 a.m. on March 10th. What can you tell us about that?
Yep, absolutely. So we, of course, in addition to having a lot of great activities for youth in the summer, we do activities for adults all year long. And the registration for our spring summer session, like you said, starts on Monday, March 10th at 9 a.m. We have a lot of great opportunities that take advantage of being able to be outside in the summer and spring. So we've got canoeing, we've got gardening classes, and we have one new and unusual thing is Turkish classes. We do a lot of language classes. This year we've added Turkish. So a lot of different opportunities for adults throughout the city.
And how did registration for winter classes, the winter classes that are happening now, how did that go, and how can that kind of translate into some of the things we'll see in the spring and the summer?
Yeah, I mean, our registration has been really filling up fast. So I would advise people, if they have something they really want to get into, to be ready to register right away at 9 a.m. on Monday, the 10th. But if they can't, that's fine. We often will add sections of classes, so put your name on the wait list. But winter, we had, we've been growing year after year ever since COVID. I think people are hungry for community and wanting to explore the city around them and develop new hobbies and activities. So this goes really well. Our classes really hit that spot. In fact, the Star Tribune did a story on how popular our classes are.
Awesome. And then Carol Levin did something on the first ever performance from a flash mob class. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, this is the great thing about community ed. You know, we had people in that class from 18 into their 80s who wanted to just dance. And so they had a few times where they met and they practiced the choreography, and then they did a flash mob at the sculpture garden. And it was just really fun to give people the opportunity who want to dance but maybe aren't dancers per se, right? To be able to have fun and then bring it out to the community and have their families and friends watch their performance too.
Listeners, plan now. Don't let the spring and summer fun opportunities slip away. We've got the activities fair that's coming up next week, March 12th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Commons area at North High School. Of course, that's a collaboration between MPS and the Minneapolis Park and Rec Board. So be sure to attend that if you're interested. And, of course, registration for community ed, adult, and youth classes starts 9 a.m. on March 10th. So remember those dates and get in where you can fit in. A lot of opportunities, really exciting things happening in the spring and the summer on the way. Aviva Hillenbrand, great information. Really appreciate it. Aviva, of course, is the Executive Director of Community Education. Thank you so much for the info today, and good luck with the activities fair next week. It should be fun.
Thank you so much. Hopefully, a lot of people will be able to join us.